Welcome. Today, we're discussing an exciting development in cancer treatment, mRNA cancer vaccines. It's a potential game changer, folks.
I'm all ears. This sounds revolutionary. So how did the COVID mRNA vaccines pave the way for this?
Well, before COVID, cancer vaccine research was practically non-existent. Most trials had failed, but the success of the COVID mRNA vaccines demonstrated the technology's viability, opening doors for cancer treatment.
So it's the same basic principle? Just a different target?
Exactly. The mRNA instructs the body to create a harmless piece of a cancer-related protein, training the immune system to recognize and attack cancer cells with that protein. Think of it as a most wanted poster for the immune system. It's like giving security guards a training manual, showing them exactly who to watch for and remove. Same fridges, same protocol, same drug, just a different patient.
Wow, that's incredible. But how do they personalize these vaccines for each patient? That seems incredibly complex.
It is. They biopsy the tumor, sequence the tissue, and send it to a pharmaceutical company. The company then designs a vaccine specifically for that patient's cancer. It's like science fiction come to life, totally bespoke treatment.
Mind-blowing. The article mentions the UK's cancer vaccine launchpad. What's the story there?
As the pandemic was winding down, companies like Moderna and BioNTech were looking for the next big thing. The UK, with its robust vaccine research infrastructure, genomics expertise, and ability to conduct clinical trials rapidly, was the perfect partner. It was a match made in medical heaven.
So the UK was uniquely positioned to capitalize on this opportunity.
Absolutely. They had the facilities, the expertise, and the experience gained from the pandemic. They were ready to hit the ground running.
The article highlights how quickly clinical trials were conducted during the pandemic. Is this speed sustainable for cancer vaccine trials?
That's a great question. It used to take years, even decades, to get a drug to market. The pandemic showed us that by modernizing processes and running parts of the process in parallel, trials can be completed much faster, sometimes in just a year. They opened a trial at Birmingham University Hospital and recruited 10,000 patients in 3 months. And that isn't even a leading cancer vaccine center.
That's impressive. So when can we expect to see an approved mRNA cancer vaccine?
A skin cancer trial has already completed, ahead of schedule. They are analyzing the data now, and if it's successful, we could see the first approved personalized mRNA cancer vaccine by the end of the year or early 2026.
That's incredible. From the first approved mRNA vaccine for COVID to a potential cancer vaccine in just 5 years. This is a huge leap forward. Any final thoughts?
This is a truly exciting development. While there's still much research to be done, mRNA cancer vaccines hold immense promise. It's a testament to human ingenuity and collaboration. Imagine a future where cancer is treated with a personalized vaccine. Thanks for joining us today on this hopeful journey in medical science. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.